And so I've entitled today's message, Six Ways to Demonstrate Our Love for Mothers, for our mothers. I'm going to pray, and then we'll turn our attention to this topic. Father, thank you for your word and how it instructs us. And we ask, Lord, that even today, for these few moments, that we would be reminded of the call to honor, to respect, to bless our moms, regardless of our age. We pray, Lord, that our moms today and every day, but especially this day, would feel wanted, loved, admired, respected, and that we would do it as unto you, Lord, as an act of obedience and an act from the heart. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I recognize, before we begin, that days like today are hard, right? I know in a room like today, when talking about mothers, well, half of you say, well, I'm a guy, it doesn't relate to me. I recognize that some of you, maybe you have issues in your family. Maybe you've never been able to have a child, right? Or you want to have a child, and there's struggles there. Maybe some of you in this room have lost a child. They've died, or they're struggling with sickness, or you're estranged. Maybe some of you've lost your mom this year. Maybe for some of you, you lost your mom many years ago, but on a day like today, it always brings it back up, right? So I recognize the challenge of a day like today. And over the last few years, we've looked at some challenging texts, if we're honest, right? I mean, a couple years ago, I preached the message from 2 Kings, where the widow, she wasn't able to have a child. Elijah promises her a child, then she gets pregnant, and that child later dies. Remember, we walked through that passage, and I remember very clearly some of you said, you better preach a hard Father's Day sermon. And last year, if you remember, we looked at the woman who said to Jesus, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall off the table, and just dealing with moms praying and loving on their children, right? This morning, what I want to do is just share with you six themes, ideas that we see from Scripture about how we can bless and honor our moms. Just a light message maybe compared to some of the past messages, but I want to honor, you saw that video, I want to honor those ladies in this room and for those of you who are thinking about your moms who birthed you, right, who raised you, who changed numerous diapers, right? We saw the stinkiness of diapers. We were in diapers for 11 years at our house, right? And she changed 95% of them. Thank you. I didn't even have goggles either. They're the ones who do the scrapes and the boo-boos, right? I mean, think about that, guys. How often did your kids come to you for the boo-boos? They don't ever come to me because I just say, go ask your mom, right? So they know where to go there. Moms, you fed them, you clothed them, you bathed them, you picked them up when they fell down, you've helped them with their homework. You helped them graduate. You were there when they graduated. For many of you, you were there in that moment when your son took a wife and that relationship changed. Or your daughter now became the wife of a husband. You were there. Lots of things have happened in your life for many of you regarding your children. So we just want to honor you, bless you, and just give thanks to you. And as we begin, let me just remind you, maybe some of you are familiar with the story about where Mother's Day comes from. Anybody really know? Right? It's about a story about a woman named Anna Jarvis. She lived in Philadelphia. And in 1905, she wanted to offer a service to remember her mom. Because her mom previously had sought to develop a time where mothers who had been through the Civil War would have what they called a Mother's Friendship Day. So think about all those women in the 1880s. Right, that's children, their sons died in the 1860s during the Civil War, right? And just all the struggles that probably went through this, the time in our nation. So this woman wanted to honor her mom and this idea that her mom had. So she started this. Well, she had a service for her mom, and it meant so much to her that she did it again a couple years later with other women, and it caught on. West Virginia became the first state to recognize Mother's Day as a holiday. And then most of the states by like 1912, 13, had established Mother's Day as a national day. And then Woodrow Wilson in 1914 made it a national holiday. So where we honor and celebrate moms. Now the interesting thing, this is how stuff works, right? By 1923, the woman who had started Mother's Day filed a lawsuit to end it. Any thoughts why? because she saw her vision of it being a time of honoring moms had been transformed into a money-making day. Already in that time frame. Here's what she said. This is not what it is intended to be. I wanted it to be a day of sentiment, not profit. And think about that, even today, right? It really is a day of profit for many restaurants and stores and the cars and all the things that we buy our moms. And although those things are important and they're special, right? Hopefully you got your wife or your mom something, right? It's not the essence of what we really need to do on Mother's Day. We want to bless them and honor them, as the Scripture says. At least 9 times in the Bible, we're told to honor your mother, to show respect to them, to lift them up, to give them value, to hold them in a light that shows that they are worthy of the position of being the one who gave birth to you, or as an adoptive mom, has been watching over you and taking care of you, right? And you just pause and think, really, the Eastern culture really does this a lot better, I think, than America, right? They honor and they take care of their families a lot better than many of us here in the United States. But the amazing thing is, the Bible gives promises about honoring your mom. You remember that? Even in the commandments, like in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul's reminding us of what was said in the Old Testament when he says this: honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with what? A promise. Meaning that if you do this, God is promising to do something in response or in light of your action. And that promise is that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Conversely, the Bible also tells us if we don't honor our moms, if we dishonor them, cause them to have painful experiences because of our way of life, our actions, the way we treat them, that bad things may come upon us. So, for example, Deuteronomy chapter 27, cursed be anyone who dishonors his father or mother. And all the people said, amen. I think all the people were the parents, right? They said, amen. Later, Mark chapter 7, for Moses said, honor your father and mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. Now, we don't go around killing kids, right? But the Bible is, it's clear. The admonition is honor, respect, lift up mothers. And so today, let's do that, especially on this day to honor them. So how can we do that? Well, one, let me remind you to always show. Somebody up the stairs is hitting buttons. All right, to show respect regardless of age. To show respect regardless of age. When you're younger, you should obey, submit, follow what your mom says. It should be yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. No talking back, right? What they say, you should do. But then as we get older, we begin to transition, right? Now, some of you maybe have children, or some of you are like the college age, or right out of college, or in that 20s or 30s. You're still called to honor your mother. It starts to change a little bit in how you honor them, and how you listen to them, and how you respect them, right? But you're still called to show respect to them. But it changes a little bit. And then, some of you, even here in this room, are 50 or 60, then have 70 or 80-year-old moms. The Bible still tells you, as a 55-year-old, you're to honor your 75-year-old mother, to show them respect. It doesn't end. It doesn't end when you turn 18. It doesn't end when you move out of the house. It doesn't end when you get married. They change. The dynamics of how you honor them may change. But especially some of you that are older, that have older moms, the way you do that, the way you show respect is you don't think they're crazy, don't dismiss them, but love them. Show them honor, right? Remember this. Think about it this way. Show them the same type of love and dignity as they grow older that they showed you when you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, when you were a little kid. They didn't look at you when you started walking and fell down and say, oh, look at, you're so dumb, or I can't believe you're doing that, or, you know, make fun of them. Well, maybe you made fun of them, right? But you know what I mean. So as you, as a as an individual, and your mom is struggling maybe with decisions, or you know, things are going on in her life, she's not as quick as she used to be, the Bible still says you're to honor her. To honor her. And moms, let me just challenge you, be the type of mom that's easy to respect. In Ephesians, and Don's Sunday school class is going to be there in a few weeks, when it says, you know, wives, submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. It's easy for ladies to submit to their husbands when their husbands are loving their wives like Christ loved the church. It's easy. And so it is. The more you walk like Christ, the more you set an example that's worthy of respect, the easier it is for your children to show you respect. The Bible tells parents don't exasperate their children. So mom, as you're asking and expecting your children to respect you, are you showing them the kind of love and attitude that Scripture calls you to as well? A second thing that we can do to show love and honor to our parents, especially to our moms, is listen to their words of advice. In Proverbs chapter 6, it talks about listening to your mother's instruction, your father and mother, but today your mother's instruction, to hide it in your heart, to tie it around your body, to think about it, right? It's kind of that Deuteronomy idea. It's what it's saying, to listen to the instructions that your mom has given. Now, when you're little, your mom gives you basic instructions, how to tie your shoes, what hand to use, how to put the spoon in your mouth, right? Little things that are important, but they're not life eternal matters. But they also taught you other things. Your mom probably taught you about telling the truth, being a person of honesty and integrity, about doing the right thing, about being polite, respectful. I remember very clearly my mom and my grandmother, both in my life, always correcting when I would say, yeah. It's yes, ma'am. It's no, ma'am. Even for many of you, I still call you, you know, Miss So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so. That's just because that's the way we were taught. I didn't get taught that in school. It came from my mom. And many of you were taught lessons like that as well. But it goes even deeper. Maybe your parents, especially your moms, are telling you about the friends to have, the people to date, about how to raise your children. Now, I know that gets a little touchy. But remember, your mom's gone before you, and your mom has wisdom, both the things that she did that didn't work and things that she did that may have worked. So you can still learn from your mom, even if you're 50 and she's 70. You get what I'm saying here? This isn't a message to like 18-year-olds to like honor your mamas. This is a message for all of us, men and women, to honor our moms regardless of our age and their age. And moms, again, the question is for you, are you giving godly wisdom? Are you giving out the kind of wisdom that's worthy to be followed? One of the great struggles that we're seeing in our own life, and maybe some of you have encountered this previous generation, there's a lot of moms today that just want to be cool, and they don't really want to be moms. You know what I mean? I don't know how many times we have to talk to our boys about movies that they can't watch. You're 11. You're not 18. And even then, we're not sure that's the kind of movie we want our family watching. Well, so-and-so's parents let them watch it, right? I mean, that kind of stuff. Moms that have parties at their house and let their kids drink while they're in high school. We see this kind of stuff often. Not the kind of moms that you should be living. And hopefully in this room, moms, you're setting the example where you're not trying to be cool as much as you're trying to be a woman that your children can honor. A third idea, way we honor her, is by mimicking her faith. One of the great things in the New Testament is when Paul is showing such affection to Timothy, this young man who is a preacher, a teacher, a leader of a church. Then he says, Timothy, that faith that you have, remember, some of you know this, that faith you had first came from your grandma and then your mom, and now it rests in you. That's my story, really. My grandmother took me to church, took me to VBS when I was a kid. I didn't want to go. It was boring. This pastor was boring. You had to sit in pews, right? I mean, everything that your kids tell you, I said that. Now look at me now. Every Sunday I'm here two times, right? Don't give up on them, grandmas. Even if your kid, even if your daughter or your son is not sharing the gospel, investing the gospel with your grandkid, you can. You can. Just this past week, we had a service of celebration of life for Ruth Day. Went to be with the Lord. And an individual from her family spoke. It just touched my heart. He said, the grandma used to always invite me. She used to always want to try to get me to come to church. Here it is in a moment when he's dealing with the reality of his grandmother's death. And one of the things that he remembered most fondly was the faith that she had in asking him to come to church. Right? So for some of you, live a life of faith that your children, your grandchildren can mimic and follow. Right? And students, parents, I mean, however, whatever you are, 55-year-old, I'm just using that age. I don't know who it's talking to today, but somebody that's 55 needs to listen up, right? If you're 55, still looking at your mom's faith and how she's trying to finish well will teach you a lot about, as you get older, how to finish the race well, the race of Christian life. Another way that we honor our moms is by to shower her with affection and with gratitude. To shower her with affection and gratitude. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11, it says this, there are those who curse their fathers and who do not bless their mothers. One translation says it this way, they don't offer thanks to their moms. When's the last time you just stopped and gave thanks to your mom? Besides today, right? Thanked her, called her, said, hey, mom, I'm thankful for just for making the hard decisions when I was a kid, for not letting me do what I wanted to do. That's what we tell our boys all the time. We're praying that and believing that. You don't like it now, but when you get to be a certain age, you're going to look back and you're going to say, man, my mom was smart. They were, weren't they? Some of you know. Have you called and told them thanks? You ever tell them thanks for some of the ways they guided and shepherded you? You ever tell them thanks for spanking you or time-outing you or whatever it was they did to you because it showed love and it was correct in your heart? They didn't let you just run wild. When's the last time you just prayed and gave thanks to the Lord for your mom? And some of you are like, yeah, but my pastor, my mom's dead. This is why, I know it's hard. I understand why it's very hard, but you can still give thanks, thank you, Father, that you gave me a mom who left such a legacy that I can follow after. Or thank you, Father, for the time you allowed me to have with my mom. And maybe you didn't have a relationship with your mom. And so maybe it's somebody else, another woman, or maybe you're trying to change the family tree, right? That's good. Some of you, when's the last time you hugged your mom? Just gave her a big old hug. I don't know, well, I don't know. I don't know every mom. I don't know every woman either. But I think people like hugs, especially from their kids, usually. Right? Just had an image come in my mind of sons and daughters. Again, just that one last kiss to their mom before she's in a casket, right? That day's coming for all of us. Your mom eventually is not going to be here if she's still here, right? So get as many hugs as you can. I'm talking to me too. I'm not a very good hugger of my mom. This one's hard. Another way we honor our moms is by being reconciled to them. I know in this room, there are some women who are estranged from their children. They don't want to be, but the children have, for some reason or another, distanced themselves. And if you're sitting under me and my leadership in this church, and as we try to preach the word, if your mom is in some other church wanting and longing for you to be made right with her, you need to call her today. And you need to get right with her today. Doesn't matter if she's the one that did it. Doesn't matter if you're the one that does it. The Bible says, be right. If you're a believer in Christ, we can't harbor bitterness and unreconciliation. Because Jesus clearly says, if you're getting ready to make an offering and you remember something against your brother, leave your offering, go get reconciled. How much more if the issue is between you and your mama? Make sense? So if there's something going on, you haven't talked to your mama in a while, I know because I hear the hearts of some of these women who come up here or call the office or come in. Man, they want their son, their daughter, just to have a relationship with them, right? So if that's you, can you imagine the blessing that would come to their heart today if you just called them and say, Mom, I love you. That pastor told me I need to call you and tell you I'm sorry, so I'm calling you and tell you I'm sorry. Can we start over? Can we start new? Can we start fresh? I don't know, but some of you in this room may need to do that. Some of you moms, that's your prayer. Don't quit praying. Because hopefully there's another pastor somewhere else that's telling your kid to do the same thing. Be reconciled. Last, let me challenge you to take care of her. Take care of her as she ages. This is maybe most relevant for this service. Proverbs 23, verse 22 says this, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Do not despise your mother when she is old. Petrina, I don't know how it is where you are, but my mom and Petrina are a lot alike. Some of you may know Petrina from across the street who does hair over there as well. My mom worked in a nursing home / assisted living kind of place. She did. She had a beauty salon in there. Can't you tell? It's so good. The hardest day of my mom's life, I think, is when I told her I was going bald. She said, son, I've known that for a long time. Anyway, so she had this salon. And it broke my heart. I think if my mom wasn't a hairstylist, cosmetologist, she would have been a great senior minister because she just loves older people. I mean, I told the first service, she could do a beehive with the best of them. I mean, she just spent her whole life just hanging out with old people. And she just loves them. And it breaks her heart. She doesn't work there anymore, but when she did, so many of those families would drop their moms off and they would never come and see her. And those people just lived in those apartments and the complex there in Merritt Island, Courtney Springs. And their kids never checked on them, never took care of them, never loved on them, never visited them. Katrina, I don't know if you see that or not, but that happened there. And I just want you to know that's ungodly. It's ungodly. This is what 1 Timothy says. Chapter 5, verse 3. These are instructions to the church, but it by extension is talking to you. Honor widows, this is verse 3, who are truly widows. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household and to make some return to their parents. For this is pleasing in the sight of God. Do you hear what it's saying there? The church has a responsibility to take care of true widows, but he is defining widows as those who have no family. And those widows that have family, it is the responsibility of the family to show godliness. Notice what he said, to make a return to their parents. What he's saying there is, they took care of you. You take care of them. Now, I know some of you in your mind are saying, well, I can't lift them up, and I got to work. That's not where I'm going with this. You may need to put them in a home. They may not need to live in your backyard or in your house. I recognize that, but where I'm going is, if you do put them in a place, a live-in assisted place, a home like that, as they get older, or as they've had medical, those types of things, you better visit them. You better go eat with them some. You better make sure that they know you're still alive, that you still care for them. Right? You better, as best you can, take them to the doctor when you can. Don't just rely on somebody else to do that. Now, again, some of you live in Florida, and maybe they're in, you know, Texas or California or something like that. So there's a challenge there, but you can still call them. You can still send them cards, right? Some of you have gone and done nursing home ministry, and you'll go into some places, and there's photos all over the walls. Family. So if you live here and they're over there, you can still bless them and encourage them. But what I'm getting at here is, as they grow older, as God gives you ability and strength, you take care of them. Show them love. Don't just ride them off to the pasture, but model an example of true godliness by returning and by blessing them. I think that really is why a lot of people are afraid of going in homes like that. They feel like you're giving up on them. We need to take care of them as they grow older and as they fall and as they struggle. Listen, God's word tells us that we're to love, to honor, to bless our moms. Throughout this room, you're in different stages. There's only one meaning of that. Now, the way that it's applied is different depending on if you're 28 versus 58, but you're still to take these ideas, these words from Scripture, and apply them to your life. So the challenge for us today as we close is this: how are you going to fulfill what God's called you to do? Whatever state you're in or whatever state your mom is in. Maybe some of you need to get reconciled. Maybe some of you just need to today hug your mom. Maybe some of you need to start being more involved in her life and taking care of her more. Maybe some of you, right, you just need to give thanks to God for the mom you had. Last thought, we're done. My dad didn't really like to celebrate these holidays. His side of the family didn't really do Mom's Day or Dad's Day. And I remember asking him why when I was like a teenager. And he said, Travis, we feel like you should honor your father and mother every day, not just on Mother's Day. So here's the challenge. Don't just take these words and go and give your mom a hug today and say, I've done the Bible. No. Tomorrow, next week, next month, are you still going to go visit her? Are you still going to hug on her? You still going to love her, right? You still going to respect her? You still going to listen to her? 6 months from now, you still going to be loving? You see what I'm saying? These principles are not just to do on Mother's Day. They're to do every day to show honor and respect to our mom. So here in a moment, as Don leads us in a song of response, maybe some of you just want to come and give thanks to the Lord for your mom. Maybe some of you want to come and pray about a relationship, about a child who's estranged, or maybe you've been estranged. Maybe you just recognize you've not been as involved as you need to be in the shepherding and taking care of your mom as she's growing older. I don't know what's going on in your life, but the Lord does. And so today, before we run out and go eat and go do all the other things we're going to do, would we take a moment and just make sure our hearts are right with the way that we're seeking to honor our mothers? Because the Bible says this is right. Father, thank you for this day and a time when we can remember our moms and the blessing that they are to us. And Lord, I just thank you for the many moms in this room. And I know, Lord, so many of these moms are godly moms who've set the example, or godly grandmothers who are setting the example. And I pray that their children, their grandchildren, if they're not in the faith, that they would see their example and they would follow. Lord, I'm praying for the moms in this room that are dealing with issues of estrangement. I'm praying that their sons and their daughters, their grandchildren would be reconciled to them. Lord, I'm lifting up to you today the moms who've lost children to death. And Lord, I pray that today that you would comfort their heart in a way that none of us can understand. Lord, I'm praying for the women who are are not biological moms and who that bothers, and they would love to have children, but Lord, they've just never been able to. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless and minister to them in a way that we don't understand, but that they would feel it. The Father, to us that are children, that our moms are still alive, Lord, would we take these words to heart, whether we're 18 or 58, and Lord, would we this day, this week, this month, this year, this life, would we honor our mothers as an act of worship and as an act of love? We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.